Only a quarter inch of rain will have fallen on average in Texas through the entire month of November, according to estimates by National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration meteorologist Victor Murphy. That would make it about the third or fourth driest November since record-keeping started in 1895. If you look at the last 2 months together, estimates say it's been the state's driest October and November since the drought of record in the 1950s.
The worst one-year drought in Texas on record began in October 2010, lasted about a year. We saw some brief improvement late 2011, early 2012, and now boom, right back again.
Murphy says if dry weather persists through winter and spring, Texas could be set up for a summer like the one we had in 2011, which was the worst single-year drought in Texas history. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.